USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The global death toll from coronavirus is over 150,000. This as President Trump set guidelines and phases for governors to begin reopening their state. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott believes the economy can start reopening in the near future on a disciplined basis.
Opening Texas must occur in stages. Obviously, not all businesses can open all at once on May the 1st. Some businesses, if fully open without better distancing standards, would be more likely to set us back.
According to Politico, progress is being made on an agreement regarding the Paycheck Protection Program. Democrats and Republicans seem to be working together to get another $250 billion into the fund, which helps small businesses loan money so they can keep their workers on their payrolls. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
A Senate investigation finds U.S. airlines are sitting on an estimated $10 billion in customer cash. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The money comes from the cancellations as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. Airlines are required by law to issue cash refunds to travelers for flights that the company cancels, but they're under no obligation to offer cash if a customer cancels the flight by themselves. A group of Democratic senators now urging the airlines to do so since Congress has already approved a $25 billion aid package for the industry. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Protesters are gathering in several states over the weekend to voice their opposition to stay-at-home orders that were issued to slow the spread of coronavirus. The protesters believe governors have overreached their authority. Many governors, including Michigan Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer, disagree with that notion. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
As millions of Americans begin to receive their coronavirus stimulus check, many people are wondering what they should do with it. Well, according to financial expert Chris Hogan, he says we need to remain in conserve mode just in case things get worse and the economy doesn't open up as many people are anticipating sooner rather than later.
I think a lot of people are anticipating another stimulus package or another something else coming down the pike. And I want people to understand these stimulus checks and these programs are just a Band-Aid. We have got to step forward and be proactive with a plan to help ourselves. We can't expect the government to try to save the day time and time again. So I'm advising people to go into conserve mode, begin to have a game plan for yourself for the next couple of months, but be proactive, scale back in your spending, be very intentional on when you do spend, but at the same time, be aware, and this is going to change our mindsets. I hope this causes an awakening across the country of how we deal with our finances.
Hogan speaking there on Fox News. The head of Utah's Emergency Management Agency is telling Salt Lake City Valley residents they should expect more aftershocks like the one that hit the area Thursday morning.
We're only 4 weeks out from the earthquake, and so they can still continue for quite a number of weeks. So Utahns should not be surprised if there are more earthquakes they feel.
There have been more than 1,200 aftershocks since the 5.7 quake hit in March. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.